you gonna take that? I'll take the rest.
All right.
Will the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senator Kelly and Senator Homan are excused from a call of the Senate today.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
Reverend Robert McNabb, United Methodist Church.
For any quietness of this moment, O God, slow the spinning of our thoughts and the restlessness of mind and emotion, that we may have an interior space ready for communion with you. Grant each one here this morning the light to see, understanding to mature, and the will to transform our prayer into decisions and acts of service for the good of our state and the welfare of our people. From this moment, let us move into the morning rejoicing. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 39th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 9.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 39th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 9 be approved as certified.
Hear no objection. The journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a lady that's brought considerable happiness, at least to children, and I would suspect to most adults, with the creation of the Children's Zoo in Anchorage and the famous Annabelle, Sammy Sewell.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a friend of mine from home, Bud Langberg, who's down here with the Workman's Compensation Board. He's a business agent for the operating engineers and president of the joint councils at home, Bud Langberg.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgulowski.
Yes, I'd like to introduce some additional board members and also some staff that are here from the Workers' Compensation Division. You'll see a statute change come in for that, I hope can be accomplished. Jan Bauman from Fairbanks. Ann Pittenger, Jim Robinson, David Richards, apparently not present today is Tom Chandler, Jackie McClintock, Paul Trow, Becky Branchflower, Benjamin Joy, Lucille Odom, Kay Wilkerson, and Paul House. Mr. President, if I may.
Continues, Senator.
Yes, one additional one. I understand, and I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her, but Rosie McDonald, who is a State Farm agent and a constituent from Anchorage, and I understand the first woman State Farm agent in Alaska.
Senator Curtula.
President, it gives me a great personal pleasure to introduce a man who's been superintendent of schools in a number of the districts of the state. I know Fairbanks, the Blue River area, two or three places in Bristol Bay, Mr. Chuck Smith, friend of mine.
Further introductions? Senator Dankworth.
Mr. President, body, it's my pleasure to introduce in gallery, I suppose it's B or this one behind me, the Chief of Police of Seward, and also the President of the Alaska Police Chiefs, Ben Cardino.
Further introductions, I see in the gallery a gentleman from the third largest population area in the state, the Kenai Peninsula, Seldovius John Crawford. Senator, please. Any messages from the governor, Madam Secretary?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message of February 21, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to House Bill 684, allows certain investments of the general fund in insured mortgages, namely, Senate committee substitute for House Bill 684 amended Senate, permissible investments of the state, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to consider the above bills.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Representative Meekins, Chairman, Representative Cotton, Representative Hayes.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee substitute for House Bill
684
amended Senate and request the body to vote no.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the bill that the House passed
would very simply allow the administration to purchase mortgages up to $35 million per month that would be available to each and every one of our constituents. If we concur with the House bill, that is, refrain from adopting the language that has been supported here in the Senate, we will provide a vehicle by which mortgage money can go to our constituents immediately. It's a concern that each and every one of us have. I think there's no reason to slow the process by having this bill go to free conference committee. I think we all know ultimately what's going to happen. The best procedure is to concur with the House bill, send this to the governor, have him sign it, and have the Commissioner of Revenue start purchasing mortgages just as soon as possible.
The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 684? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 8 yeas, 9 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendment. Would you happen at ease here, just a minute? Could we stand at ease?
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand at ease.
Well, I'm glad we've got a vote.
Now, Senate, please come back to order. At this time, the chair will appoint a free conference committee with the power of free conference for House Bill 684, composed of Senators Coletta, Curtula, Homa.
Message of February 21, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 217, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Environmental Conservation and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
The reports of standing committees?
There is a report of February 21, 1980 from the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, with a report on the referrals to their committee of the governor's appointees on the Athletic Commission, the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, the Board of Dispensing Opticians, the Board of Education, the State Medical Board, the Board of Nursing, the Board of Nursing Home Administrators, Board of Examiners and Optometry, State Physical Therapy Board, the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, the University of Alaska Board of Regents, and the Board of Veterinary Examiners. The committee members have indicated no stated objections to the confirmation of the named individuals. However, this does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against any of the individuals named.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair.
It'll be about 15 minutes.
Do it 12:30.
Okay, great.
Will the Senate please come to order? Madam Secretary, where are we?
We're on standing committee reports. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 425, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education Commission on Post-Secondary Education, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with, that it do pass with an amendment. Signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Bennett, and Curtula. Senator Sumner and Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. Senate Bill 425 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 577, Finance amended, making supplemental appropriations for the operating expenses of state government, and the committee recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute and reports that back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Hackney and Bennett signed do pass. Senators Sumner, Curtula, and Ray signed no recommendation. House Bill 577 has no further referral.
Rule.
Oh.
I'll stand at ease a moment.
On the committee report on House Bill number 577, Senator Sackett, Chairman, signed no recommendation. 577 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 110, availability of an abstract of a driver's record, and recommends it be placed in the February 21 calendar. Signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Sumner, Holman, Ziegler, and Killian. This does appear in today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 122 relating to permanent fund amending Appellate Rule 45, Alaska Rules of Court Procedure, and recommends this be placed on the Friday calendar. Signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Sumner, and Ziegler. Senator Sumner also signed with amendments. This does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
That brings us down to introduction of resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 54 by the State Affairs Committee relating to marine sanitation requirements imposed by U.S. Coast Guard regulations.
Health, Education, Social Services.
SJR number 55 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the Alaska Power Authority and the incurring of revenue bond indebtedness of the Alaska Power Authority for the Glacier Highway Electric Association for financing of acquisition and installation of electric power transmission and distribution lines and new consumer connection in the city and borough of Juneau.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution number 56 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the Alaska Power Authority and the incurring of revenue bond indebtedness of the Alaska Power Authority for the Cordova Electric Cooperative to finance relocation of the present main diesel power generation plant, acquisition and installation of a new diesel power generator, acquisition of general equipment, acquisition of installation of feeder and distribution line improvements, and construction of a new headquarters building to be located in or near Cordova.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution number 57 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the Alaska Power Authority and incurring of revenue bond indebtedness of the Alaska Power Authority for the Matanuska Electric Association for the financing of the acquisition and installation of new consumer connections and acquisition and installation of electric power distribution lines in the area served by the Matanuska Electric Association.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution number 58 of the State Affairs Committee relating to the Alaska Power Authority and the incurring of revenue bond indebtedness of the Alaska Power Authority for the Homer Electric Association for the financing of acquisition and installation of new consumer connections and electric power distribution lines in the area served by the Homer Electric Association.
Commerce, Finance.
SJR 59 by the State Affairs Committee relating to the Alaska Power Authority and the incurring of revenue bond indebtedness of the Alaska Power Authority for the Naknek Electric Association for the financing of acquisition and installation of a new diesel-powered electric power generator in Naknek.
Commerce, Finance.
Those are the resolutions this morning.
Senate Bill.
Senate Bill number 498 by the State Affairs Committee, an act amending the Motor Vehicle Code.
Judiciary.
That is the only bill today.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Ziegler.
The first bill on the calendar, Senate Bill 110. It's come to our attention belatedly that there is a fiscal implication. Definitely, I've discussed this with Senator Sackett, so I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 110 be sent to finance for a look-see and hopefully back one of these days soon.
It's been moved that Senate Bill 110 be removed from the calendar and referred to Finance Committee. Do I hear any objections? Hearing no objections, the bill is referred to Finance. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 122 be held one legislative day.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 122 will be held one legislative day. You certainly take care of the calendar in a hurry.
Stand at ease, please.
Senate, please come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 308 be held on legislative day.
Hear no objection. The reconsideration is held over to the next. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the consent citation calendar.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I certainly don't object, but on behalf of Senator Ray, Senator Meehlin, and myself, we'd like to be shown as sponsors under the Eastoff citation. And perhaps the entire Senate would like to join.
Yes, so moved that the entire Senate be shown as sponsors.
Hearing no objection, the entire Senate will be shown as sponsors. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the consent citation calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the consent citation calendar is approved. That brings us down to unfinished business.
Who's going to introduce the gal from Anchorage?
Who's?
Yes.
The fisheries.
Who is it?
The next time we meet. special orders. Does anybody have anything under special orders?
Mr. President, nothing under special orders, but I'd like to revert to the introduction of guests for me.
Hearing no objection, the Senate reverts to the introduction of guests.
I'd like to introduce one of your constituents I haven't seen this year, who knows everything about the fishing industry and knows everything about you too, probably. Lottie Edelman from the Old Country.
Lottie knows a great deal about me, and we have an agreement.
Oh, bad.
She was head of the old Alaska Fishermen's Union in Seldovia when I was a kid.
Nothing she can prove.
announcement of committee meeting. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, Judiciary Committee will be meeting next Tuesday, February 26th, same time, same place. Senate Bill 340. Legislative approval of regulations. Senate Bill 377, Highway Safety. Senate Bill 438, exempting certain sales of energy from regulations by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission.
Senator Mulcahy.
Senate State Affairs Committee will be meeting Monday, February 25th at 3:30 in the Belts Room. We'll be considering SB 355 an act establishing an administrative journal, SB 466, an act relating to the Power Project Revolving Fund and providing for an effective date, and SB 467, an act making a special appropriation to the Power Project Revolving Fund and providing for an effective date.
So the second. Are there any further committee announcements? Hearing none, Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday.
Senate stands in adjournment.
It's 11 o'clock now. Straight up.
Nice to see such a big person today. Yeah, right.
Dana, interviews?
Worse than that.
No.